This is my last lesson from the book of Jude. Today I'm going to be dealing with the reason that Jude wrote this letter. It was to exhort them to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. This word faith, of which they were to contend for, could be interpreted the doctrine. Contend for the doctrine that was delivered unto the saints. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5 told the Corinthians to examine your own selves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own works. The first thing that a Christian needs to do is to examine himself, whether they be in the faith or not. The faith, like I said, is the doctrine that was once delivered unto all the saints, delivered by the Holy Spirit, speaking through the apostles. It was the apostles that preached the doctrines of Jesus Christ. So let us consider, are we really in the doctrine that Jesus Christ taught, or have we allowed it to slip away from us, and we have adopted other things and incorporated them into what we believe? The faith that Jude is talking about is not the faith by which we believe, but it is the faith which we believe. To contend for the faith or the doctrine means to proclaim, to guard, and defend the fundamental beliefs of the Christian doctrine. Because this faith or this doctrine that was once delivered unto the saints concludes that everyone was under sin. This doctrine preaches that forgiveness of sin be preached in the name of Jesus Christ, and that the forgiveness of sins were brought about by faith alone and not by anything else that you have to do. So what does contending for the faith consist of? It consists of standing firm in your beliefs, defending Christian doctrine, and upholding the truths of the gospel message. This is not just about a theological debate. It includes living out your faith in everyday life, maintaining personal purity, and resisting temptation. One of the best ways you have of contending for the faith is to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The devil comes but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The devil wants to steal the doctrine that was delivered unto you by the apostles. If he can't steal it, he wants to destroy it by corrupting it. The devil may not show up at your house personally, but he has some preachers that will. He's got preachers that will show up to your house and lead you into another gospel, which is not another gospel. So read your Bibles. Maintain a strong prayer life. Prayer helps us to stay connected to God. Jude put it in these words, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life." Paul said it like this, "I will pray with my understanding, and I will pray in the Spirit." It's okay to pray in the Spirit or pray in tongues. Paul said, "I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all." Forbid not to speak in tongues, Paul said. Despise not prophesying, said the Apostle Paul. In the 22nd verse, Jude said, "And on some have compassion, making a difference." This term, making a difference, I believe, means making allowance. There's some, especially the new converts, that have not yet matured in the Lord, that we must make an allowance for some of the things they may say, even some of the things they believe. But we will have compassion on them. We will nurture them in the right way of the Lord. We will do as Aquila and Priscilla. We'll take them aside and explain to them the way of the Lord more fully. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.